Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are. You're very marvelous today. How's everyone doing this wonderful happy Halloween? I miss you, everybody. Let's go ahead and play some old school. Let's play some old school right now with DJ Jazz Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Come on.
How's it going, everybody? This is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here, old DB and stuff. How's everyone doing this wonderful Saturday, Halloween afternoon? How's everyone doing? I hope you're having a great time. I had a wonderful time last night. Wonderful time. Just throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. And if you heard this hip-hop cliche before, scream it out and say, oh, yeah. Yes, I had a wonderful time last night. Those who were in, if you weren't in Atlanta, or if you were in Atlanta, you missed an incredible treat last night. My friend Anthony B. Harris and myself, former co-host of the Morning Roast, but yours truly, we had a road trip. It was an all-guys night road trip over to Atlanta to go visit the Tabernacle to see this Halloween special, this Halloween hip-hop old-school concert with Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5. You had Kumo D, great guys. It was so nice to see those guys. It was a breath of fresh air. Not to mention they even had a cameo appearance of Greg Nice of Nice and Smooth. Nice and smooth and funky, also hip hop junkies. All we wanna do is and you. It was just great, man. Just to see those guys, not just Kumo D, but also the Sugar Hill Gang, Sugar Hill, and well, they actually had two Sugar Hill groups, I guess. I guess it was a copyright infringement. They had like two guys, performing Sugar Hill beats from Sugar Hill Records, right? So I guess like kind of like having like both having like two, both seeing two Darrens at the same time from Bewitched, or both Lionels from the Jeffersons. You know what I mean? Yeah, I guess you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But right now, I just want to say, how's everyone doing? This has been a wonderful Halloween special. Just want to say, have a safe Halloween today. Be sure you, all your kids and adults, too, if you're going to go trick-or-treating, be safe. Have some reflective tape when you're going out late at night. And because you know that just like every Halloween weekend, or at least most Halloween weekends, you have to start your movie or class after 2 a.m., back 1 hour, so you can get that extra hour of sleep. And just wanted to remind you that, because, there have been a couple of times, I think, maybe last year or a year before last, they started, like, fall back, a couple of weeks earlier. But it usually falls down during the Halloween weekend, which means, you got to, set your clocks back an hour so you won't, fall asleep. So you won't miss church or the football game, whatever. But definitely remember to be safe, have some reflective tape so people will be able to see you while you walk on the sidewalk, on Halloween night tonight. And also, set your clocks back, because it's the same thing. And plus, speaking of the Halloween weekend, of course, my dogs, the Georgia Bulldogs, are going to be playing against Florida. It's the Georgia Florida football game that's going to be on tonight. Check that out and your local listings to see if it's going to be playing in your area. Speaking of some other news, of course, the New York Mets last night beat the Kansas City Royals 9-3 in Game 3 of the World Series. So far, the Royals are 2-1, have the lead right now, 2-1 in the series right now. Game 4 will be played tonight in New York, and you're going to be seeing that tonight on Fox. Speaking of Fox and the World Series, speaking of the World Series, back in the day last year, earlier this year, the Chicago Cubs were supposed to make it to the World Series. According to Back to the Future Part 2, they were supposed to make it, but unfortunately, they did not. Did not make it, and therefore, that's why we're watching the Cubs, the Mets and the Royals playing today. And the Mets beat the Cubs. And speaking of the World Series, Game 2, people seem to forget that the World Series is going to preempt whatever shows are going to be broadcasted And, you know, since World Series plays on Fox, a lot of people were ticked off that it was the World Series was playing on Wednesday night, game two, of course. Because, like, hey, don't you know Empire's supposed to come on? But, you know, people seem to forget. Like, when the World Series is on, everything else that's going to be regularly scheduled is going to be preempted for that week. Especially a show that's popular as Empire. Just want to, you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen like that. But just want to let you know, there's some things going on. I'll go ahead and get into the story for what needs to be told right now. And here is the news. The news, here it is. Yes, there is a recall on Skippy peanut butter today. Well, actually, yesterday, I should say. Yesterday. That was called, this is from CNN News. There has been some recall of some peanut butter. Hormel Foods is recalling 153 cases of Skippy reduced fat creamy peanut butter spread because small pieces of metal shavings were found in the product during routine cleaning, according to the company, which announced yesterday, Friday, on its website. The company is recalling only 16.3-ounce jars with an expiration date of December 14th, 16th, so December 4th, December 1416 LR, which is, I guess expiration date is December 14th, 2016, and a package UPC code of 37600-10500 found on top of the lid. The jars of peanut butter have been sent to distribution centers for Publix, Target, and Walmart stores in Georgia, Virginia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Delaware, and Arkansas. Arkansas, of course, just want to let you all know that. So if there's anybody who's listening right now, especially the Middle Georgia listeners right now, please check your Skippy peanut butter jars, especially if you bought the 16.3-ounce jars with the expiration date of DEC 1416 LR1. If it has that expiration date, definitely throw that away, discard it, or see if you can take it back to the store you got it from and see if maybe you can get a better or fresher jar. You know, that's all I can say to you about that. So definitely be careful. Whether you're trick-or-treating for candy, definitely check, you know, if you have some metal razor blades, whatever, or poison, whatever, definitely discard those. If it looks questionable, don't try to make a taste test. Just go ahead and put it away. So same thing with Halloween food, Halloween candy. If it doesn't look good, throw it away. Same thing with these Skippy peanut butter that's having a recall. So definitely look into that, and please be careful of whatever product that you buy. And speaking of our Middle Georgia listeners, it's 72 degrees outside. It's partly cloudy. The sun's trying to peep out a little bit right now. Just a little bit, 72 degrees with a high of 75 and a low of 63. And to recap and basically to finish off the weekend, Sunday is going to be a little bit cloudy with some showers with a high of 74 and a low of 66. The rest of the week, the upcoming week, is going to be a little bit, it's going to get cooler as the week goes by because this is the last day of October. And November is going to be even cooler than it is right now. So definitely have your umbrella for the beginning for tomorrow as well as Monday. You're going to need it, and you probably might need to wear a jacket because it's going to get cooler. It's going to get into the low 50s, just in case. Doesn't hurt to have it. Also have some really bad news. A couple of Hollywood stars have passed away. Maureen O'Hara, the actress who played opposite John Wayne in movies such as The Quiet Man and also played the mother of Haley Mills in the movie The Parent Trap, died at the age of 95. And also some other news, Al Molinaro, the heavyset guy, Mr. Al Del Vecchio, who was the owner of Arnold's from the TV series Happy Days. He died of, I have it right here. Al Molinaro, who played Big Al on Happy Days. He died this past Friday, yesterday, according to the reports. He was 96 years old. The cause of death was complications from gallstones. Molinaro decided not to have surgically removed due to his age, because he was in his 90s. He did live a very long time. The actor appeared from 1974 to 1984 on the classic ABC show about the Cunningham family in the 1950s in Milwaukee as the friendly but irritable chef-turned-owner of Arnold's Drive-In. Del Vecchio served up burgers and fries while starting off anecdotes with a trademark. He showed up on the same role in 82 and 83 on the spinoff of Happy Days, Joni Loves Chachi. Also, before Happy Days, Molinaro played Murray the Cop on The Odd Couple, which was on ABC, the original Odd Couple, not the new one right now, but back during the 70s. His character played poker with Tony Randall's Felix Unger and Jack Klugman's Oscar Madison in 73 episodes between 1970 and 1975, according to IMDb. Now, this version, the 70s version of The Odd Couple, was produced by Gary Marshall, who also produced Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and Joni Loves Chachi, and more committee, just in case. Molinaro's credits include other period mainstay shows like Laverne and Shirley, The Love Boat, Bewitched, and Green Acres. He also performed in The Family Man in 1990 and 91, and a total of 42 national TV ads pitching products like Mr. Big Toilet Paper and Encore Frozen Foods. He will be missed. Rest in peace, Al Molinaro, who died at age 96, and Miss Maureen O'Hara, who died in 1995. They lived very long, full lives. Speaking of hip-hop, I just want to give out some love for some hip-hop, you know, of course, you know, going to that wonderful concert that they had last night. It was wonderful. If you happen to be listening, Kumo D, if you happen to be listening, all the other guys, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Sugar Hill Gang, either one, and Curtis Blow, thank you for making my Halloween weekend great, and I'm just great to experience that. And thank you, Ant, and thank you, Wayne, for letting me go on the road trip with you guys last night. It was a great guys' night out. Here's some famous birthdays. We're having a birthday. Speaking of hip hop, Will Smith. Well, I should say the daughter of Will Smith, the song that I played earlier today. His daughter, Willow Smith, is turning 15 years old today. 15 years old. That's incredible. That is great. And keeping it hip-hop, Vanilla Ice, well, sort of, he's turning 48 years old today. Another Halloween, hip-hop Halloween baby. Rod Schneider from SNL fame, he turns 52. Peter Jackson, director of The Lord of the Rings, he turns 54. John Candy, who died in 1994, he was born in 1950. He would have been 65 years old today. Michael Landon, TV actor, he died in 1931. He would have been 70. He would have been 79 years old today. Nick Saban, the coach of Alabama, University of Alabama Crimson Tide, Bow Tide, Roll Tide, Roll. He turned 64 years old today. One more thing, Jane Pauley, news anchor, former news anchor of Today's Show, when it turns 55. Michael Collins, astronaut, one of the three astronauts of Apollo 11. He turns 85 years old today. And last but not least, got to give a shout-out to Adam Horvitz, a.k.a. King Adirond from the Beastie Boys. He turns 49 years old today, one shy of the Big 5-0. So congratulations and happy birthday to all you guys. Everyone else who's having a birthday today as well, happy birthday to you all. Also, going to give another shout out to my niece Chloe, who's going to be in the Nutcracker next month at the Grand Opera House. All my Central Georgia listeners, definitely check out the Nutcracker, which will be performing at the Grand Opera House on November 22nd. Definitely check that out if you're in the area. Just want to let you guys in on that. And I don't want to neglect the fact that October today is the last day of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Definitely stay tuned. If you happen to be a survivor of breast cancer, or if you, and ladies, and definitely get your mammograms, definitely check. See if you have it. If it's in your family, go ahead and get that checked. And whether if it's in your family or not, please get that checked. And also some men too, because there are some men who have suffered from breast cancer too. It's in rare cases, but it has happened. Montel Williams is the only one I know who is a breast cancer survivor. He's a man. Also, shout out to my mom, who's a breast cancer survivor. Thank you for surviving. I really appreciate that. And everybody else who has survived breast cancer. And now that I got that out of the way, I just want to say I just want to say thank you for coming by and listening to us. Also, I just want to also add that November is Movember, which for men is basically we're going to be wearing our facial hair, you know, for prostate cancer awareness. It's very important that we get ourselves checked as well for prostate cancer, especially if you're an African American, especially even more so if you're living in the state of Georgia, because Georgia is in the top 10 states as far as having prostate cancer cases. So definitely get that checked when you can, especially this month. So keep yourselves healthy, not just for Halloween, but also year-round, if you can, all as always. As always, I enjoy listening, performing, broadcasting to you all. I apologize for the delay, of course. But anyway, it's always a wonderful time, if not a blessing, to be able to broadcast this marvelous radio show for you guys. I'm glad you are all doing well and continue to listen to us. If you have some advertisers, if any businesses, please give me a contact at 478-731-1926. Or you can tweet me at Twitter at dbarrett478. On behalf of Marvel, I read the namesake of this show. This is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, wishing you not just a wonderful and marvelous Saturday, but a wonderful and marvelous happy Halloween. Not just a happy Halloween, a marvelous Halloween. We're going to close the show with the classic of My Mind Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys. Since it's keeping it old school, I'm going to end it off old school, because Halloween, today is Halloween, and it's on the weekend, and this year Halloween fell on the weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robin left a kiss for the back, well, you know the rest. Have a happy Halloween, everyone. A marvelous happy Halloween, everyone. Until then, this is the D-Man. Take care.
I sit alone in my four-corner room, carrying a candle. All right. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls closing in, getting bigger. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing. I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. And somebody watching me act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see them when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I hear a car burning rubber. And you're the black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Somebody take a chill, me. Well, I can't see, cause there's somebody trying to kill me. I'm popping in the grip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating the joint for track. Taking my telephone for cap. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's messed up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody knows me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I pull up in jail by the same fucking headlights. Is it that news that I ran off the block? Or is it that clown last week that I shot? Or is the one I'll be for $5,000? Thought he had a game, but it was gold, not a flower. He's taking my seat, got my proper for the second. They didn't even to midnight. I was scared, I got a monster. Put the mouth in the Popeyes and tell, got quick. If the joint down, let's get it over with. Here they come. just like I figured. I got my head on a pole, play the trick. When I stop, I'll make the track giggle. Three blind, crippling, crazy, see the thrill. I live by the squad. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and keep around corners. Somebody's playing tricks on me. I feel like I'm the one that's doing guilty. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet it still is hard for me to feel happy. I often trip when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Get it over with. And then I'm worried free, but that's nonsense. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a Baptist. I had a woman down with me. But to me, it seems like she was out of business. She helped me out in it. But to me, she was just another chick. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me. This year, Halloween fell on the weekend. Me and ghetto boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Feeling no man got behind our rags. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. We were in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and tried to take him out. He was going down, we planned, but this wasn't no ordinary man. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the creep I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them 6 4 feet on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my voice disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as death on the street. My hands were all bloody from punches on the concrete. Oh man, oh man. My mind is playing tricks on me.